Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us, he is co-host of Baltimore's Baseball Tonight, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline. He is Ryan Ripken. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, happy Wednesday. How are we all feeling?
Good. Doing well. Doing well. Orioles big win last night. You know, we said it before the game, Grayson Rodriguez needed to give them six innings with the two pitchers not getting past the fifth the two previous days. But one of the young men I want to talk about is a guy that caught my eye last year. I just like his workmanlike attitude and the way he goes about his business every day. He's becoming a really good defender. That's Jordan Westberg. The guy just strikes me as just a professional hitter, has a plan every time at the plate. The plan changes based on his pitcher, but he just seems to be just a hardworking, smart hitter.
Yeah, I mean, Westy is just like the definition of just a ball player.
Yeah.
Just a dude that you can just feel so good about rolling at the lineup almost every day. And that's what Brandon Hyde has done, right? Westy's been an everyday guy, and rightfully so. And look, this is a guy, I've told you guys about this before, and watching him, seeing him, spending time with him coming up through the minors, you know, he can do everything. He just doesn't usually get those accolades that, you know, the guys like yesterday, like Gunnar Henderson had a tremendous game, or usually it's the ones like Adley Rutschman or Cedric Mullins is making unbelievable plays left and right in the field and then, you know, doing stuff at the plate. But Jordan Westbrook's a guy that very well could lead the team in home runs. He's going to drive runs in. And by the way, he can play some really, really good defense. And he's the guy really that kind of, and in some ways, just put this already so talented roster over the top. And for me, I'm not going to be surprised if Jordan's going to hit close to 25 to 30 home runs this year.
I said the same thing to Jeremy. He's just one of those guys that on a regular season, those are his numbers.
He ain't never said that to me. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan, what about Bruce Zimmerman going, excuse me, get choked up talking about it.
Because you lied.
Yeah. Bruce Zimmerman going today, you know, he's going up against Pablo Lopez, and I'd like to think that sometimes when you see a pitcher like that on the opposite side that you get the best game from somebody. But Zimmerman, people were talking about him before the injury, like maybe this could be something that we found and be a good rotation piece. What does he bring to the table?
Yeah, so Bruce, I think a lot is underrated in some ways, you know, and it's not saying that Bruce is going to come out here and do what Grayson and Corbin does, or even if you're expecting what Dean does, but what Bruce is capable of doing is going out there to mix his pitches and to give you an opportunity to win. You know, and he's been up there before. This isn't a guy that doesn't know how to pitch in the big leagues, right? So, and knowing him personally, the work that he puts in the offseason, and even understanding, I think I've mentioned to you guys before, sometimes it's really hard when you don't know what position you're going to be in, right? Am I going to make the team? Or when's my opportunity going to come? And I think Bruce has become very seasoned to that. So yes, facing another talented pitcher on the other side makes you want to elevate your game. But I think also getting your opportunity to get up and help the team is something that's already motivating enough. And Bruce, because he's not going to be that flamethrower, has learned his pitchability, he's learned how to use his stuff. And I think that he can go out there and give the Orioles a great chance to hopefully get a sweep before they hit the road.
Yeah, it would be awesome. Get a sweep right now. Ryan Ripken joins us. Ryan, I alluded to it. Grayson Rodriguez, he goes six yesterday. You know, on Sunday, we only get five from a starter. Monday, we only get, four and two-thirds from a starter. You needed that six to seven-inning outing from Grayson Rodriguez. What have you seen in him so far this year?
Oh, well, for Grayson, I've just seen a guy that looks every bit the part that every scout was thinking he'd be, that next ace for Baltimore, and then the Orioles got burned, so now we have 1A, 1B, or you can call him 1A and 1AA, right? I just see a guy that's confident. He trusts his stuff. And last year, it was an adjustment period. And in the second half, he really came on and figured things out. But what I'm seeing now is a guy that goes out there and believes when he gets the ball like Corbin, he expects to win. He expects to go deep in the lineup. And it's just I guess in some cases we forget just still how young he is. And I think the maturity level he's showing, because the stuff's always been there. Now it's just learning to adjust at the big league level. And you know what? I think it's safe to say so far so good. And I told you guys before, there's no shock to me that Grayson Rodriguez should be a 2024 All-Star. Especially the way he's pitched this month and what I expect him to do the rest of the season.
Well, we got to talk about Jackson Holliday. What are you seeing from him? I'm one that, I think unless you're losing games, let him figure it out at the major league level. It's still a small sample size, although the strikeouts are piling up. Again, I'm not concerned. I don't think you are, Ryan, but what are your thoughts on what you're seeing from him?
Yeah, you know, it was funny. I got a chance to talk to Michael Eiser, interview him yesterday for my show, the Ryan Ripken Show, and you know, they factor in, right, that you're going to have struggles. And we even talked about it. You guys, everyone's alluded to it. You know, Gunner, Adley. I mean, heck, Cedric Mullins, when he got up to the big leagues, he ended up back in Double-A in 2019 after being in the big leagues. So it's context, right? And for Jackson, he's young, and it's going to take time. I personally thought some pitchers were making some heck of pitches against him early on, and some that were so close to take. And then when things also aren't going right, just feels like it's snowball. So he was falling behind 0-2 quickly, and he was taking really good swings, but instead of putting them in play, he was fouling them straight back. So it's little things like that. I believe in him. I believe in everything with his talent, and you're right. I think you ride it out because you know what he's fully capable of doing down the road. And last thing I'll say is my father went like 5-for-60, was hitting 117, and I think he figured it out in due time. So I believe Jackson's going to do the same.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, Ryan, appreciate it, man. Are you on Baltimore's baseball tonight, today?
I'm back in it next week and the following week with Mike Bordick. So it should be a lot of fun.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot, Ryan. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, buddy.
And something to throw out there. Somebody just tweeted at me and said, I broke news with Bruce Zimmerman starting. He's on one of my gambling sites as the starting pitcher today. So if he's – I haven't seen him on other places, but Pablo Lopez is up there against Bruce Zimmerman is what I have. So I don't know if you have something different, Rob.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, okay. So maybe we'll find out. Maybe
no, I got undecided. I don't have anybody.
But what I have listed here, maybe it is something that's kind of slipped through the cracks a little bit. I don't know. But they have them up on this site, so that's what I went with.
Let's go to Ellicott City and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Listen, just a couple more perspectives on – I'm not going to beat Jackson Holliday down because he's doing enough of that himself when he gets back in the dugout. But to answer your question, Rob, from the beginning, my son and I, who were both pretty good baseball players – I'm not going to say I was a pro player, but, you know – I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night, nice. So I know what I'm doing and what I'm talking about.
You're a pro baseball player watcher, but go ahead.
right. Well, here's where I'm going with that. I'm almost 60 years old, and I will tell you this. You'll get a ground ball by me before you're going to get a regular pitch by me. I'm not talking about 100 mile an hour. My point is this. Justin Holliday can hit, period. Sending him down to AAA is a joke because he's going to tear those pitchers up. Mm. The reason why he's struggling is just like you That's and Jeremy point. Said, these pitchers, they're bringing extra stuff, and they're getting them in their funhouse real quick. They're hitting him with two strikes, and then at that point, he's done.
Yeah.
You know, my son and I sit there and watch the game. I'm like, he's now theirs now. And you can see the inexperience. Listen, when Gunnar was struggling last year before he eventually turned around and went on to be the Rookie of the Year, he was swinging at pitches. It wasn't as bad as my boy Adam Jones, but he was swinging at pitches. He was striking out a lot. After he got out of that funk, it was amazing the discipline he had, where he would not swing at balls that we thought were strikes from absolutely, and he would catch the walks. Once he caught those walks, it got his confidence. I told my son, I said, I'd like to see this kid who eventually is going to be good. I'd like to see him go back down, or maybe if he doesn't get caught up this year, put 10, maybe 15 pounds of muscle on. You know, I mean, he looks like he's never shaved.
Mike, you said something that kind of caught my attention. When people said, why is Grayson Rodriguez getting sent back down just to dominate people in the minors? To be reminded that he can dominate people in the minors, that he doesn't belong there. So the one aspect of sending Jackson Holliday back down, which I'm not in favor of, but the one thing that could come out of benefit, that is that he goes back down there to be reminded of the fact that he doesn't belong down there.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.